Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today is Chelsea Richmond. She is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
We've talked a little bit with Franny Eastwood about a program that's coming up, and you want to also get your word in because you and Franny are teaching this course about dining with diabetes.
That's right. Franny and I are going to share the responsibilities on hosting that program. In Kansas, about 9.4% of adults have been diagnosed with diabetes, and it's the seventh leading cause of death in Kansas. And those with diabetes do have medical expenses that are on average about 2.3 times higher than those who do not have diabetes. Nationally, it's estimated that 34.2 million people have diabetes, or about one in every 10 people. Health officials also estimate that about one in five people don't even know they have diabetes, and the risk for death for adults with diabetes is 60% higher than those without diabetes as well. So Franny and I are going to be working together in the Frontier and Meridazine districts to jointly host an online Dining with Diabetes program that will begin on April 11th. The program is self-paced, and participants are able to work through four different modules. Each of those modules will open up once a week, and they can work through those on their own time and at their own pace. The information in each of those modules includes information about diabetes and self-care information. There's some educational videos, meal planning and healthy snack tips and ideas, information for reading food labels, some low-impact physical activity ideas. We also touch on cooking techniques using different artificial sweeteners, reduced fat foods and herbs and spices as well. And we also have some food videos showing some healthy diabetic-friendly recipes as well. The program is also open to those who have prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. Family members or caregivers or other support people are also encouraged to participate as well. Our registration is now open on our website and will close April 14th. There is a cost of $25, but we do have some local grant funding that can help with the cost for participants over the age of 60 as well. So if you're interested in registering or have more questions, you're welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Okay. Thank you, Chelsea. That's a great program. And thank you to you and Franny for putting that on. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.